Well, it hasn't been the season the Sydney Kings were hoping for. At the start of betting, they were on the second line to actually be at the pointy end come the finals. Well, it's not to be. Unfortunately, it's been a tale of woe and some serious injuries and, unfortunately, a wooden spoon. Joe Connolly, the coach, joins us on the line. G'day, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks,
Joe,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Mate, I often mention that we've heard lots of quotes from coaches, but never one like you who said the performance made them physically sick.
I just had to be honest. You know, sometimes you just had to be honest in the face of adversity, and, you know, that's what it was. I think, like you said, that we've had just had a run, tough spell with the injuries and that type of thing, and, you know, but to these guys' credit, they've been competing hard on the court. They've been playing through every game, and we've been competitive, just haven't been able to get over the hump and, you know, put some more strikes in the win column. Mm.
I guess in Aussie slang, Joe, have they been having a red-hot go, or have they just been going half, you know, half-cocked?
Could you explain it so I don't answer it incorrectly?
Yeah, do you think that the Kings players have actually been having been going flat out, been trying their very, very hardest?
Oh, no doubt about it. If you go through the roster, you know, with the exception of Josh, I think from Tommy Garlib to Jason Kadee to Angus Brandt, all these guys are having career years. So, you know, you look at their averages and what they're doing this year, they've really been, their production has really increased. However, just, you know, we've had 19 different roster changes and that type of thing. So getting the continuity and the chemistry and the flow has been a challenge, but definitely don't think it's for lack of effort. You know, sometimes, you know, we're playing teams that are full strength, and, you know, to our guys' credit, you know, definitely not making any excuses, but really feel like for the most part, you know, out of a lot of losses we've had, they've been competing as hard as they could, you know, and as a coach, that's all you can really ask for. You know, we come in the locker room, and before every game, we ask, you know, just leave it on the floor. Meet in the locker room afterwards if you feel as though you went as hard as you could and, you know, put your best effort forward. That's all we could ask, even if we come up short in the win-loss column. So definitely don't think it's for lack of effort, not in the least.
It's obviously a strong competition, Joe, because if you're slightly off, you're going to be an also-ran. So it says a lot about the competition.
Oh, no, for sure. You mean the quality of the league is great. You know, like, obviously we're catching catching some great teams that have a lot of incentive to, you know, perform at a high level. And I just think, too, if you went to any team in the NBL and took away the starting point guard and starting center, which we've lost in Steve Markovich and Julian Kazoo, I'm not going to say they'd be in the same predicament we are, but I doubt they'd be far from it. So, you know, credit to my guys. You know, I have probably the youngest team in the league. I think we have 5 rookies on the roster right now. So, you know, guys are giving us what they have, and unfortunately, it just hasn't been good enough up until this point.
Joe, where does that leave the roster for next year? Mm. Are you going to be back? Is Josh going to be back?
You know, I can't speak to that. You know, that's up to the management. But I think it's for the roster for next year. You know, they definitely use the second part of the season to take a look at some younger guys, see if there's any diamond in the roughs out there, and see what they could build around. I think it's currently Josh, Childress, Julian Kazoo, and the rookie Jeremy Hill are only 3 guys under contract, so it gives the team a lot of flexibility in terms of analyzing which guys they want to retain, and, you know, for upgrading maybe some positions, it gives them a lot of options in terms of whatever direction they want to do. So I don't think, you know, I don't think the worst days are ahead of us. I think actually this is the worst of the days, and, you know, it really could only get better from this point.
Well, if that's the case, you'd like to stay on next year.
Oh man, it's been an honor to be a coach of the Sydney Kings. You think of the fans. It's been one of the most inspiring things through this process. Is there's some very loyal fans there that at the end of the day, I think they realize the situation we're in, and they stay positive. They stay committed with the guys in spite of the losses. So it's been very, as a coach, it's been very inspiring to me just to see the passion and commitment just from the fan base. You know, so they deserve a winner, and whether it's me or somebody else or a different collection of players and that type of thing, I just hope that they get what they deserve, because they've been incredible through this process, and I just can't speak enough to the passion and the love that the fans have for this team.
Joe, Melbourne United on top at the moment. Who do you see winning it overall?
Oh, wow. Wow, you know, that's a great question. You know, you think like the different styles of the teams that are in there. Melbourne, I think if Illawarra gets in there, they're two high-paced, offensive teams. Perth is a more physical, defensive-minded team, and depending who gets that fourth spot between New Zealand and Adelaide, you know, it's just going to shape up to be a great playoffs. I think from a fan's perspective, Illawarra-Melbourne matchup could be an incredible offensive display. Mm. And, a grind-out style that Perth plays could be entertaining. So either way, as a fan, I'm excited to see the games and watch how it plays out, because I think the games are going to be at a very high level and will really showcase the talent that's here in the NBL.
Joe, it's your final home game. It's tomorrow night. It's going to be a big one because Perth are one of the red-hot teams in the comp. We wish you all the very best and urge everyone to get out there and support the Sydney Kings in their final home game against Perth at Sydney Olympic Park.
I appreciate it. And again, you know, just can't speak enough about the fans, the energy, the enthusiasm they bring to the arena. You know, it definitely gives the guys a lift. And, you know, they deserve a win. So we just, we're training hard to give the fans what they deserve in this last home game and hopefully catch one more in Townsville on the road and finish on a strong note. And, you know, look forward to better days in the future.
Good on you, Joe. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.